Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inshallah, tonight the 29 juz will be recited from Surah Mulk to Surah Mursalat, 11 surahs. In Surah Mulk, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us right at the beginning, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created life and death so that He may test you as to which of you is better in deeds. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds man that man comes into this world for a short while. He comes into this world with an objective. His being sent into this world is not for the purpose of living here forever so that he may accrue riches and wealth that he thinks will be never ending because his life here is never ending. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding man again that this process of life and death, firstly you are going to be born and then you are certainly going to pass away. And this entire process of coming into this world and surely and definitely leaving this world is for the reason of seeing that which one of you carries out the best deeds. Which of you is better in deeds. Man sometimes, because of his involvement in the material things of this world, because of becoming beguiled by the different beauties of things around him, because of the temptations around him, because of his own acumen and intelligence that he feels that he does and he can do, and he aspires then to build an empire, to secure power and to amass wealth and riches as if he will live here forever. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then he forgets his actual reason of why. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the 18th para also reminds us, أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثُ وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. That do you think that your being sent here, your creation is in vain and that you are not going to be returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Definitely not. Your being sent here is for an exercise to see who does better deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not said who does more deeds. Because it's not about the quantity of the deeds, it's about the quality of the deeds. As we know, the one famous Hadith Sharif, that person will come with 99 registers of sins and he will think that he will be doomed. And that small piece of paper will come on the other side of the scale, the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, and it will outweigh the 99 registers of scales. From this we understand that it is the ikhlas, it is the sincerity, it is the quality of the a'mal that a person presents before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not the quantity. If it was about the quantity, then it would not be for the purpose of the sincerity, because many people carry out an abundance of good deeds, but the intention, the niyat is not right. It's for other ulterior motives. It's for people to say that this person is a generous person, this person is a brave person, or this person is a very pious person. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us that it's about the quality of the deeds. What type of good deeds, what quality of good deeds you are presenting before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is your maqsad, that is your purpose of coming into this world. It's nothing else. So, oh man, if you have been beguiled and if you have been fooled into thinking that your objective and reason was being sent here for some, any other purpose, then remember that is not the reason. This is your purpose of being here. There's immense virtues, many, many fazilats for the recitation of Surah Mulk. Tabarakalladhi biyadihi al-mulk. That Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that there is a surah in the Qur'an Majid which comprises of 30 verses, and it will intercede on behalf of the person who recites it, and this surah, and it will intercede on behalf of the person who recites it until he will be forgiven. And this surah is Surah Tabarakalladhi. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ma'mul and his practice was that he would not go to sleep without reciting Surah Mulk. It is a form of protection from the adab of the qabr. It's a short ayah, it's a short surah of just merely 30 ayats. We should come into the habit, like how we mentioned when we were doing the tafsir of Surah Yasin, that we make a habit of reciting our Surah Yasin Sharif in the morning. Then we should also be in the habit, make a habit of reciting the other masnoon surahs in the evening, Surah Mulk, Surah Waqiyah, etc. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. SubhanAllah.